नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
The campaign in Gujarat was quite an interesting one. The Congress Party, decimated in Uttar Pradesh by the BJP, rose from nowhere and made Modi's party work for every vote on its own terms. By the end of the campaign, Modi had traversed 28,000 kilometers in his own state, the last leg of it on CKP, rallying votes for his party that has been in power for over 2 decades. News 18 charts out the path taken by the two leaders, Rahul and Modi, in their quest to win Gujarat. The Election Commission issued a so-called notice to Congress President-elect Rahul Gandhi after TV channels in poll-bound Gujarat aired his interview in alleged violation of the Modi Code of Conduct. Former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh hit out at successor Narendra Modi again, accusing him of spreading falsehood and canards to score political points and seeking an apology for this ill-thought transgression. Singh put out a video message to attack Modi over his remarks, insinuating that the Congress leader colluded with Pakistan in the polls, and said it was unfair to question the nationalism of public servants. Watch tonight Face Off with Safa Jacob on Congress's Manmohan Singh video weapon. The cyclone has passed, but the little hamlet of Chittoor at the far end of Tamil Nadu's Kanyakumari district is helpless and yet to come to grips with its missing men. Official figures put the number of missing at 412 in Kanyakumari alone, though the fishermen community claim the number is almost double that. India registered a strong comeback victory in the second day international as it smashed Sri Lanka by 141 runs to tie the pre-match series at 1-1. Stand-in Indian captain Rohit Sharma made a huge statement as he slammed his third ODI double century, second against Sri Lanka, to guide his team to an easy win. Giving more ammunition to the ruling Congress party, a senior Karnataka BJP leader was caught in a video asking party workers not to refrain from lying if you have to. Indians, it seems, were more stumped by GST than they were by the concept of Bitcoin this year. A compilation of the top trends for 2017 released by Google Trends showed what is GST as the top search phrase in India under the category What Is? It was followed by What Is Bitcoin? March 31st, 2018 is the new deadline for mandatory linking of Aadhaar with bank accounts. Since India's new offshore port changed the strategic and economic game in South Asia vis-a-vis China and Pakistan, or is there still more hype than truth to India's rise as a regional giant? News 18 looks at the ramifications of the Chabahar port project, its competition with Pakistan's Gwadar, and the fractures underneath the India-Iran friendship that forms the cornerstone of this initiative. And finally, on the reel. Now imagine what would happen if you translated every single iconic dialogue that you have seen in a Hindi Bollywood film in English. Well, I don't know, but it seems that on many a time when you try to speak something in one language and then you translate it into another. Kapil Sharma and Rishi Dadatta paid a visit to news18.com, we thought why not ask the friendly stars to give an English twist to some of the iconic scenes from Bollywood films like Diwale Duniya Le Jaaye, Aatak, and so sit back and enjoy as Kapil and Rishi Dadatta try not to get lost in translation. Alright folks, that's it. Enjoy the day, have a good day. Until the time we meet again, it's your host and host, Bacha, signing off for news18.com. Daybreak.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.